Harvest still lingers. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Mattis.
By the time it gets dry enough to harvest, we get more rain. We feel like we've had a good year if we can just get it finished up here.
You know, this time of year at Thanksgiving, the past couple of years anyway, Tennessee row crop farmers had completed most of their harvest, but no doubt a different situation this year. Obion County producer Ty McConnell.
Been really tough. People hadn't been able to get, you know, several running days in a row. Had just one here and one there. But I think most everybody's about in the same boat. If there's a few that are finished, but everybody needs around 5 to 8 running days to get finished.
McConnell says this fall has been a challenge, but thankfully yields are still pretty good. And that has him and other farmers still optimistic, even though they'd like to be done by Thanksgiving. And with mostly dry weather in the forecast now.
And if we do have good weather this week, we can get it finished up. And I always feel blessed when we have bushels. And we've had a good crop. We had a good wheat crop, had an excellent corn crop, and going to have a good bean crop. So, yes, I always feel blessed when we have those kind of yields.
In Fayette County, farmer Harris Armour is a little further along, but they too have had anything but ideal harvest conditions this fall, and all the moisture has had an impact on the quality of his beans and cotton.
Just hurt the quality of the soybeans, and we've had to take damage docks on beans that were not all of them, but the beans that we were harvesting before this last rain, the quality's been good.
Armour says he hopes to finish his cotton harvest this week, but beans will probably not be complete until after Thanksgiving.
There is a lot of crops still in the field between my home in Somerville and Sykeston, Missouri. And there's still, on the west side of the river, there's still a good bit of crop in the field. Depending on the weather, it'll probably be the first of December before everybody gets through.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.